It is always a blessing to come and worship the Lord on His Sabbath day. I praise God that my church family can be here this morning to come and listen, not what I prepared, but what heaven has prepared for us. We pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us as we listen to what the Lord has prepared for us this morning. Before that, I would like to take this time to lead us into another word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are about to hear your holy words. There is nothing good in us that can accept and receive your words into our life, but only through your Holy Spirit. So our prayer this morning, Lord, that your Spirit will be with us as we hear what you will talk and say to us this morning. We pray, Father, that you will bless each and every one of us, that through your word that we will be revived, we will be blessed and empowered to do the work you have called us to do. Lord, be with us as we worship you, because we want to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen. Our Bible verse this morning says in Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11, "For the rain cometh down and bring forth, for as the rain cometh down and snow from the heaven, and returneth not thither, but the water, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Verse 11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." As we listen to the words of the Bible by Isaiah this morning, I believe that we all believe what the word says, what the Bible says. It's God's word to you and to me. The Bible says, like as the rain, you know, the rain. I like to read something from the Spirit of Prophecy. The forces of nature are obedient to him who created them. Rain serves him by refreshing the earth and enabling it to bring forth verdure, fragrance and beauty, and food for the for joy and well-being of men. That's a comment in SDA Bible commentary. And the verse says that when the rain falls down, what does it do? It returns back. Rain is a gift of God to man. It remains here to accomplish the beneficent purpose for which it was sent. So the rain was sent for a purpose. To give what? To give beauty, fragrance to all the things that are here on earth, and especially for the well-being of men. And on verse 11 it says, "My word, but the word that I sent will not go what? Void. It should what? Accomplish what it has been sent to do." From that text alone, we can know and feel and believe that God's word is powerful. God's word is true. God's word is a comfort to us human beings, because we know God is trying to tell us something in these last days. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15, let's go there this morning, Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Are you there? Okay, can we read it together? "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have what? Hope." All that is written here on the Bible is for you and for me. That's what the word is saying. not mine. It comes from the Bible directly. And what does it bring? Written for our what? Learning. What else? That we through patience should have what? Comfort of the scriptures, that we might have hope. Isn't that wonderful? That we have something when we are lost, when we are desperate, when we are in a bind, the word of God is there. Just open your Bible and look at it, because that's what the word is saying. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, there'll be a lot of Bible reading this morning. Can we read it together? And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by what? But by bread alone. But by what? But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. That is a promise, and Jesus came and fulfilled that promise when he came down here on earth, and he said, I am the what? The bread of life. So isn't it a blessing for you and me to know that we have something for our sustenance spiritually? That is the word of God. When we eat it, we will survive. When we eat it, we will be strengthened. Matthew 4:4, what does it say? Jesus was repeating the words that was written in Deuteronomy, Matthew 4:4, and he answered and said, it is written, man shall not what? Live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that what? Proceed out of the mouth of God. So we see here on these two verses, we know God's word is powerful. And the text says that every word, not only one, the whole word of God is powerful, that it can give us life. It will give us spiritual energy, life, and blessing according to his word. In Hebrews 4:12, here in this verse, it says that the word is here to judge and to condemn. Hebrews 4:12, what does it say? For the word of God is what? Quick, powerful, and what? Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. What is in our life that man cannot see, the word of God can reach up to there, according to his word, not mine. So, church family, we see here how powerful is the word of God. It can change a life's person. It can bring blessing to him. It can guide him to live a life that is worthy only for him. In Job 14, page 14 and 15, Chapter 14, verse 14 and 15, what does it say? If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will wait till my change come. For thou shalt call, and I will answer thee, for thou wilt have a desire of the work of thy hands. We are so blessed, you know, even right to the grave, God has given his promise that he will take you out from there. That is the hope that we have in the scripture. Because God's words are enabling, and it will happen at his own time. John 11, John chapter 11, verse 43 and 44. Are you there? This is a well-known story, the story of Lazarus. He was dead for how many days? 4 days. And what does the Bible say? The Lord went to him and called him out, and we can read it here. And then he said, and when he thus spoke, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And that he was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. It was through the word of God. The Lord told him, Lazarus, come out. Isn't that powerful? Sometimes when I read that the chapter or the story about Lazarus, I always wonder, you know, the amazement, the shock of the people who were there when they see a dead man rising. It's scary when we think of it in our human mind, but here the Lord himself told him, Lazarus, come out. From there we can know that the word of God is powerful. He says and he does everything through the power of his word. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. Thessalonians 4, 16. What does it say? Can we read it together? For the Lord himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall what? Rise first. Here the Lord himself is saying, from heaven will descend with a loud voice. Those who are lying on their graves, our loved ones that who are lying on the grave right now, when that day comes, they will hear the voice and what the Bible says. They will come out of the grave and they will rise. That is how powerful the voice or the word of God is. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 and 3, 2 and 6, what does the word of God do to us? Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. You there? And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, and said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. Just by saying that, the Bible tells us that when you read the chapter, he stood up because the word of God reached his soul that very moment. Mark chapter 2, verse 5. Mark chapter 2, verse 5. Here, Jesus said, when Jesus saw their faith and said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven. When we are reading all these texts this morning, we are hearing the text and we are reading it, what comes into your mind? What happens when you study the Bible, when you read the Bible? Are you just reading it just like a normal book? Or what are we trying to learn and to gain from when we study the Word of God? I will take us, as we are reminded once again, I'm reminded about this too. I have to go into the word all the time. Anything about life. Remember, the Bible says that all these things were written for our learning and our admonition. So we praise God And I only say it like this when I speak to my Fijian brothers and I tell them, you know, the Lord created us and did not leave us. He created us and he gave us his words. Just imagine in your mind, if there was no Bible, how would we live? There'll be just chaos everywhere. We thank the Lord that the Bible is here. I'm just trying to remind us church members this morning and to those who are listening that we have to go back to the Word of God because this is truth, the truth and the whole truth. We see what is happening around in the world today. You see people are doing the things that they think is right, but not according to what the Lord is. We are so blessed that the Bible is here to guide us. And the promises that was given by Jesus in John 15, 16, he said, the Holy Spirit will come and what? Will guide you into all truth. It'll bring into remembrance everything that I have taught you. That was a promise that was given to the disciples then. And I believe that the promise is still valid to us this morning, church family. Search the scriptures. Study the scriptures. And the question that we should ask, how shall we search the scriptures? How shall we search the scriptures? It is written up there. We should come to the investigation of God's word with a contrite heart and a what? Teachable and prayerful spirit. Whenever you read the Bible, come with a contrite heart, a teachable spirit, and a prayerful spirit. You should be praying. Ask Lord for his enlightenment. Ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth, to guide me into all truth. Because this is what the Lord has said. And the Spirit, the pen of inspiration is reminding us once again this morning, church. We should come to investigate the God's word with a contrite heart. I only say it like this. Come with your life empty, with my life empty, and be filled with the word of God. Sometimes we come to, when we read the Bible, I just read what feels good to me. I don't allow the Holy Spirit to guide me into the word of God. We thank the Lord that, like I said before, the revealed word that he was given to us is there for a purpose. God has given his word for you and to me to guide us, to lead the way, to show us where we should go, what we should do. And I thank the Lord this morning that all this, because God just want to emphasize how much he loves you and how much he loves me. We praise God for that this morning. Remember what the Bible says in our memory text in Isaiah 55, verse 11 says, the word that I sent will not go what? Void. It will what? Do the work that it was sent to do, and it will come back to me, to God. Every word that we hear that comes from God, it's supposed to do something in our lives. But we are not allowing our life to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and do the work that he was supposed to do. So, my church family this morning, it is my prayer that the Lord will help us as we realize the time that we are living in now. I'm not saying that you are not doing it. You or anyone that doesn't study the Bible the way he is supposed to do, I think this is about time for us to look seriously in our relationship with the Lord. Look into the Word. Go back into the Word. You hear preachers. You hear people talking on the internet and on whatever platform they are talking. They are reminding us to go back to the Bible. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Live by His Word. Because the Bible says when we live, we cannot live by what? By bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. If that is so, why are we not doing it? If that brings the strength to us in our work physically, just imagine how the Word of God will do miracles, will do great things for you and me, because we are leading, the Holy Spirit is leading us into His words, because the Bible says that His word are truth and His spirit and His life, the Word of God. John 16, 13. You there? John 16, 13. Can we go forward with the slide? John 16, 13, what does it say? Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all what? All truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. The Bible, the Spirit of prophecy says that we should not only study the Bible for the purpose of sustaining our preconceived opinions, but with a single object that of what God has said. When you read the Bible, she's trying to tell us there, don't read it with you have made up your mind, I'm going to read this and this is going to apply to me. No, take all your preconceived ideas. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you into His truth. That's what John is saying, he's telling us this morning. John 14, 26. Can you go forward with our slide, please? John 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall what? Teach you all things. And what? Bring all things to what? To your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Spirit of prophecy is telling us, when we read the Bible, we are reading it because God wanted us to see the truth. Because of what? Because it is truth. We have, been evidence that people tend to put the Spirit of prophecy as important than the Word of God. The Word of God is important because of what? It's truth. I'm not saying that the Spirit of prophecy is here and the Word of God is here, but we should read the Bible in its own merit because it is what? It is truth. It's God's Word for you and for me. 1 Corinthians 2:11. 1 Corinthians 2:11. You there? Can we read it together? Sorry, 1 Corinthians 2:10. What does it say? But God hath what? Revealed them unto us by His what? Spirit. For what? For the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. We, me, you included, that on our own strength and mind, we cannot see the deep things of God. The Bible is telling us this morning, it is the Spirit. What does it say? But God hath revealed them unto us by His what? Spirit. For the Spirit what? Searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. You want to know God better? Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all the truth that is there in the Bible. Search. Jesus himself said, you think that you will have eternal life by looking through the Bible. No, this just testify of me. Ask the Spirit to guide you into all the truth that God has put in his revealed word. Why? Because the Spirit searches all things. The Spirit won't lie. The Spirit of truth won't lie to you and me. That is assurance we have through the Word of God. Because he will tell me everything that he was supposed to tell us. Because he won't say anything out from what God has told him to do or say. So we should follow the footsteps of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit will guide us in a certain way, when you read his words, remember, the Spirit knows the secret of the Lord. He will tell you everything, because that's what the Word of God is telling us this morning. For God has revealed them unto us by his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. Can we go forward with our slide? We should come with reverence to study of the Bible, feeling that we are in the presence of God. When we come to the presence, when we are having our Bible study, whatever, when you are reading, remember, feel like that you are in the presence of God. Because God's word is alive. God's word is truth. God's word is powerful. It has done so many things. So if that is the way God has put it to us, our demeanor or whatever that we, when we come to read the Bible, what does it say? That we are in the presence of what? Of God. When we come here on the Sabbath morning, when we come into the sanctuary to worship God, you should realize God is here. This is his house. We should hallow it. We should give reverence to it, knowing what the Spirit of prophecy says. God is in our presence. Can we go forward to the next one, please? Angels from the Word of Light will be with those who in humility of heart seek for divine guidance. You know, whenever we, I just want to go back and say, when I came into the Adventist faith, you know, the way I read the Bible, I just want to read one chapter, you know. And I didn't feel anything that, you know, that the Word of God is working in my life. And I was struggling in my walk with the Lord. Because why? Because I was not reading the Bible with the guidance of the Holy Spirit in my life. I was just reading like a normal book, a novel or whatever, books that are out there in the world. I didn't give it much attention to ask the Holy Spirit to guide me. So I've learned through, you know, hearing people share their testimony, hearing people do their sermon. And I feel, and I thank the Lord that the testimonies by his servant has given much light to help me in my walk with him. And I praise the Lord for that this morning. So that is why I want to share to us this morning. I'm not saying that you guys are not doing that. I'm just trying to encourage to continue to do that. Look at the Bible. Look at the Spirit of prophecy. And what do we need first? The angels of light will be what? Will be those in humility of heart seek for divine guidance. God will do that. That's the promise. He said that I will be with you and will never forsake you. Like the text on 1 Corinthians 2:10, God will reveal to us the deep things of his words that are there. Can we go forward to the next one? The Spirit of truth is the only effectual teacher of divine truth. Can we read it together, please? The Spirit of truth is the only effectual teacher of what? Of divine truth. Remember, this is divine. The Spirit of God is divine. The Spirit of testimony is divine. And what will guide us better or effectually? His Holy Spirit. So I believe this morning, church, as we journey through the year, it is important for us, you know, whenever we study the Bible, we pray for the empowerment and enlightenment of the Holy Spirit to guide us into His words every time we read the Bible. We are so blessed. I've been in so many other churches. When I came into the Adventist faith like 20 plus years ago, I see the Sabbath school lesson. I look at it and I said, wow, in other churches that I've been, this is not there. But here we have it, the Sabbath school lesson. It's my daily bread. You see books out there, the daily bread or the manna from heaven. It's out there everywhere. But when I thank the Lord, you know, the way He has led me into His word, it has helped me to grow in Him in a way that for His glory alone. The Bible tells us, never should the Bible be studied without what? Prayer. Before opening its pages, we should ask for the enlightenment of the what? Holy Spirit, and what? It will be given. That's the promise. Whenever, that, like I said before, and I will say it again, whenever we study the Bible, it should not be without prayer. That's what I was doing for a very long time. I just read, and nothing comes into my mind, and it never gives me the change that God wanted it to happen to me. I read in one quote, we study the Bible for information. We don't study the Bible for transformation. Psalms 19:7. Can we go there, please? Psalms 19:7. Are you there? Amen. Psalms 19:7. What does the word of God say? The law of the Lord is what? Perfect. What does it do? Converting the soul. What else? The testimony of the Lord is what? Sure, making wise the what? The simple. Aren't we blessed that God has revealed His word to us humans? To us here this morning, the revealed word is a blessing to mankind. And through the leading of the Holy Spirit, it will guide us into all truth. It will lead us and bring us into remembrance all what the Lord has said. You know, when we look at the Bible, I always, in my mind, I will say like this, how can I remember all these things? How many books are in the Bible? 66 books. Can you remember all? No, on a human strength, in my own human strength, you cannot remember every verses and every text there. But through the Holy Spirit, it can remind us. It can bring us into remembrance that the Word of God is important for you and for me. So we thank the Lord. The Bible, the text is saying to us, the law of the Lord is what? Perfect, converting the soul, and the what? The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Isn't this church blessed that we, people out there in the world, they are saying, this is the church that go by the what? By the word. The people of the book. The question that I want to ask this morning, church, is that still applicable to us now? Is it true to us? Amen. I heard only one say yes. I don't know about the rest. I'm not here to come and point a finger at anyone. I'm just here to say that God's word is truth. If that is truth, I should have more time, study, have more time to what? To search the scriptures, to look at the scriptures, to study the scripture. Because once you are filled with the scripture, you will what? You will go out and share whatever you've learned through the word of God, through the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's what when I said before, this is not just information. It should bring what? Transformation when we read the Bible. It should bring change. Change in how you spend your time, the diet. all the blessings that is in this church, and we learn from all the pen of inspiration says. The food that we eat, the way that we dress, things that we do, it's all there in the spirit of prophecy and the word of God. So the point that I'm trying to say, why are we not doing it? Ask yourself. Answer that to yourself. I won't tell you the answer. You will have to give the answer for yourself. We remember, it will come a time because we will stand in the face of the Lord and we will ask you, what have you done for the death of my son? Those are the questions that I want to leave us this morning, to help us to draw closer to God through his word. I'm not trying to tell that, oh, Sacramento Central members, they don't study their Bible. No, no, I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to do and tell this morning that we should be serious about our relationship with God. If you are serious with our relationship with God, we will study his words because they are what? His, this is not the word from the GC. This is God's word. God's word is powerful. The Bible tells us, we've read it this morning, it's sharper than what? Two-edged sword, and what does it do? It pierces the what? The soul and the intents of the thought and of the mind. That is how deep the word of God can go. You know, when I was reading one book, a young pastor went to his mentor, an old retired pastor, and he went and asked him, I've been reading the Bible and I feel dry. My sermon are dry. My all that I do, I don't feel anything in it. And the pastor told him, go back for 1 month. You read the third book of John. Just read that. Read it in the morning. Read it during lunch. And read it in the evening. About the 1 month to come to an end, this pastor, the wife, they had a conversation, and he told her, hey, just look at my Bible. So this part is so worn out, and it looked dirty to me. And the wife told him, just open the book. And you know, before that, when he was reading the book of 3 John, his only conversation was 3 John. Wherever he went, wherever he met with people, he was sharing about what he was reading for that 1 month period that was given to him. And the wife, and he told the wife, the story said, he told the wife, look at this part of my Bible, it's so dirty. And the wife told him, open it. And he opened it. It was 3 John. And he said, whoa, it's 3 John. And the wife said, even though your Bible is dirty, but I've seen light change and your life is cleaner now. Why? Because of the word of God. He's been feasting on the word of God for 1 month, reading it, lunch, breakfast, lunch, and not only reading it, he was sharing it out. The change was evident in his life because what he was reading, he was sharing out to the people. And I believe that for us, church family, you know, if you don't take time, if I don't take time to study the word of God, I think it's a convenient time now for us to make a stand and say, Lord, I will be faithful in my study of your word. Not only study, but follow. Because the Bible says in John 14:15, if you what? Love me, what? Keep my commandments. There's so many texts in the Bible that the promises of God, remember, the promises of God assure what he says he will do. God will do it. Not me, not the church, not the GC. God will do it if you believe. If only you believe. So we thank the Lord that this morning we are reminded once again, church family. People will say, oh, what is this guy talking about? We've been in the church for so long. Well, I'm just reminding my church family this morning the importance of reading the Word of God. Take time alone to study, to read, and to learn through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we'll close with that. We'll go forward. The Spirit of Truth is the only one effectual teacher of divine truth. So we thank the Lord. Every time that we read the Bible, we are reminded once again, we need the Spirit of Truth to lead us and to guide us. Our last text this morning is found in Psalms 119, verse 25. Psalms 119, verse 25. Are you there? Okay, can we read it? My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy what? Thy word. Another translation, I will read it from here. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. Okay? The word quicken in this, in the King James Version, is, you can translate it as revive. What do you do when you revive something that was dead and you want to what? Bring it back to life. And the word is telling us this morning, my soul clings to the dust. Revive me. Make me alive according to what? To your word. To his words. Not yours, not mine. We cannot give life. I cannot give life. But God gives life through his word. So it is my prayer this morning, church family, as we go through the Sabbath. You know, we come in every Sabbath. We come in we join our Sabbath school classes. That's where we study more serious about the word of God. We come to hear divine truth on divine service. You come in with a heart wanting to learn and be empowered through the word of God. So this morning, church family, my prayer that the Lord will bless us as we continue to serve him, because he is coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. And so that we may be ready when that glorious day, when the Bible tells us, when the sound of the what? Archangel and the trumpet of the Lord will sound. So we should be found ready, waiting for him. And you can say faithfully, this is my Lord. I have what? Been waiting for him. So our waiting is waiting in the study of the word, living out the word, eating of the word, because it brings life to each and every one of us this morning. So my prayer that the Lord will help us as we continue to serve him in the world that we are in.
Let's welcome the Word of God by singing hymn number 272, Give Me the Bible. Congregation, please stand.
Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer, lone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, then see the grief that fill my soul with fear. Give me the precious words of Jesus spoken. Hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible, hold my steps enlightened. Teach me the danger of this road below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace will show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Let us pray. Our Father, the hymn that we have sung this morning, our desire and our need for you to give us the Bible. Make us realize the importance of the time that we are living in, to study, to learn from you through the leading of your Holy Spirit. We cannot do it on our own. That is why we are seeking you, Father, this morning. Through your word and through the leading of your Holy Spirit, you will guide us. You will lead us once more. Bless us this morning as we depart from here. Be with us as we go through the Sabbath. This is our prayer with thanksgiving in our hearts. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen.